903-975, The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you. 610-632-0975, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio. Only from Comcast. Little programming note. I normally do these when we do the Fanatic pregame show with my guys doing the pregame show for every Birds game. I'm going to be in here tomorrow. We've been having so much fun. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to be in here tomorrow where I'll be in, I think, 7 to 10, Tyler. Is it 7 to 10? Okay, I'll be in at 7 to 10 tomorrow night here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe Torre will be in here on Sunday. So you get both of us this weekend. Then I'll be back Monday, Wednesday, Friday of next week. Once again, 6 to 10. Joe Tuesday and Thursday as well. Of course, we would love to do the shows together. But, you know, we have to do what we have to do with everything that's going on. It's the way things are split up, we understand. So we'll continue to have fun during these shows. We hope you guys appreciate it, and I definitely appreciate you guys being here, and I absolutely love it, really appreciate it. So keep it coming, and we flat out love it. 610-632-0975. We keep it going on the phones. We got a lot of people still want to get in. We got to jump in on these Twitter responses as well. We're not shutting you out, guys. We'll read them over the air. Let's go to Karate Mark next on The Fanatic. What's up, Mark?
Devon, what's up, my brother? How are you?
Oh, man, I'm good, man. What's happening with you?
I'm chilling, just living that corona-free.
Yes, you know? That's what you're supposed to
nice
do.
Nice little conversation with Tyler. I got to say, Tyler is the man. You guys do a great job together, and just keep it up. Y'all are keeping us company back here, believe that.
Oh, thank you, man.
I want to talk some memes with you. There's a meme going around. The main one I'm going to get to in a minute, but I was just thinking this other one I seen earlier. You seen the meme? It's somebody put up Draymond Green D'ing up on Shaq.
Oh, I saw that.
Would this end in a block or a steal? Man, jump off a roof, whoever made that.
I saw a great response to that where a guy said it ends up with 46-15. Yeah, whatever it was.
I'm so glad. That's why I'm bringing these memes up. But your Twitter game's nice, Devon. The real thing I'm getting to, I talked to Tyler, and I knew somebody was going to mention Steph right away. So I just want to get to another meme that I recently seen Steph in. And it had a picture of MJ, Kobe, LeBron, and Steph. And it said,
MJ,
you know,
Kobe, LeBron, and Steph.
Players,
okay.
The four most influential players in the last 30 years. And every comment was like, Steph shouldn't be on there. How is he not one of the most influential players?
He changed. He changed today's game.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. So I'm totally glad you agree with me on that. And I would love to jump in on that poll with you as well. This has been kind of fun, my brother.
Yeah, give it to us, man.
Tim Duncan.
Ooh,
all the way.
Ooh. He's leading now 6-4.
Love me some Kobe. I consider Kobe top five all time, and I don't consider Tim Duncan top five all time. But my man Kobe, he's going to need a Duncan, a.k.a. Shaq, to do his thing. Kobe did his thing late in the career post-Shaq, and that made him one of the greatest of all time. But your guard needs a center, and I got like... I'm taking Wilt out of the equation. Wilt's always out of the equation. I only got two centers in history before Tim, and that's Shaq and Olajuwon. So Tim's got to be that program starter all the way.
Okay. And again, no argument, man, because he is Tim Duncan, arguably, again, the greatest power forward of all time. So Steph Curry doing what you just pointed out, but would you have a guy that's on the fringes, if you will, to make the Hall of Fame?
You know what? I've really been trying.
Or maybe
to
you just feel like he's a lock because we already have Durant, LeBron, Vince Carter, Melo, Russ, Dwight Howard, Damian Lillard. For people who said he's a lock, Klay Thompson and Curry.
Give me JoJo.
You think Joel?
Give it to me.
Oh.
I believe in his skill, and that there's not a person out there that doesn't believe in his skill. I believe in his heart and his brain. I believe he's going to grow up. He's still a child, and he's going to grow up. So give me Joe. Joe, I'm calling a lock.
And that's, see, we got to worry about the health. He's 26 though already. He's 26.
That's where the brain comes in.
Okay.
The heart is going to be there. The brain needs to settle in. And when he becomes a man, he's just a big ass kid right now with a lot of talent. When he becomes a man, the workout regimens will come into play. The prevention of injuries due to physical fitness and the right exercise. There you go. Give me Joe.
All right. Listen, I was waiting to see. I was going to ask about those guys, Mark. Thanks for the call, because I also got one on the text board that said Ben Simmons will never make it. And I was like, oh, you don't know what his numbers will be looking like when they're compiled, and if he does ultimately play for the national team, for the Australian national team, what will their finish be? Can he lead them to a bronze or a silver at the end of the day? I was going to bring those guys up. Tyler, Joel, and B.
Talent-wise, sure. Health is the concern for me. And you know me, I've been super worried about his health for 3 years now. I think if he can stay healthy, sure, why not? If he continues to dominate it the way that he has. I just am really, really concerned about the health issue.
Mm. Okay. All right, man. Joel, I was waiting for that one. We got to get some of these tweets as well, but I don't want to take the ones from... Let's go to Billy first, then we get some tweets, and then we go to Drew as well. Billy in Newtown Square. Bill, what's happening?
What's going on, Devon? Appreciate you keeping us entertained during this tough time. Really appreciate it.
Hey, man, I can't do it without you guys. I can't do it without Tyler, but I appreciate it. So when you say that, I thank you, and I throw it back at you.
Thanks. I was going to say Dwight Howard.
We got that one, yeah.
Yeah, I heard him.
There are plenty. There are plenty other ones out there. I got one right on my fingertips, man.
Another one, I don't know if it's been mentioned already, Paul George.
It has not been mentioned, but it's a name that Tyler asked me, and I said, yes, his numbers will compile enough where he will get in. He may not be a first ballot. He has to win a title. So if they win a title, he has the accolades overall where you're looking at Paul George. Let's give me Paul George numbers really quickly to help support your case, and then you explain why overall. But Paul George, 19.9 points per game, 6.4 rebounds, 3.3 assists, shoots 85% from the free throw line. He is a six-time All-Star, five-time All-League, a steals champ, four-time All-NBA defender, most improved player, and an All-Rookie team maker for Paul George. Has some great teams with Indiana, led them to the Eastern Conference Finals, but he couldn't get over the hump against LeBron James. That's never a knock on you when you have the consistency that he does. Comes back from the broken leg where a lot of people were unsure if he can get back to that all-star form. Paul George, I agree with you. He, at the end of the day, he will be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, and I mean, I think he's in a position to want to get a couple shot at a couple titles with him and Kawhi and what they got going on
Agreed.
Over there.
Agreed.
I also wanted to say I'm Chris from Havertown's buddy that always argues with him about Iguodala, so I appreciate you giving him some confidence. I'm going to have to hear about it for a little bit longer.
All right, so what is the other side to the argument?
He's never been like a top three player on one of these championship teams. If he's like your third best player, you're probably not winning a title. He just doesn't have enough to get you over the hump. So that's kind of always been my argument. He's been, you know, fourth, fifth, sixth best player on some of these title teams. So that's kind of always been what I've been saying. He always comes back with championships and MVP, but I don't know.
I understand it. It's not a lock. It's a good discussion that you guys have, Bill. I look at that first title, and we know that Clay, Draymond, and Curry were the leaders, but could you say that Iguodala maybe was the third best over Draymond just in terms of his impact on the season? And he decided that when Steve Kerr said, I'm putting you on the bench, he accepted it, and he thrived in that role.
Yeah, definitely a lot to talk about on both sides.
Yeah, it is, Bill. And give us, as we compile the numbers here, Kobe, Duncan, Garnett, who you starting your franchise with?
I just think Kobe. He's just such a competitor and just had such great drive. I'd have to go with Kobe.
Okay. Listen, thanks for the call, Bill. Really appreciate it. Paul George. Yes?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I agree with you, probably not right away. But I would say so.
Needs a little more.
He was, if you want to talk about being the best player, he was the best player on that Pacers team.
Without question.
That almost took down the Heat.
Without question.
It was him and Danny Granger.
And David West and Jamal
Tinsley was Jamal Tinsley. No, it wasn't Jamal Tinsley. It was George Hill. Yeah, Jamal Tinsley was gone. It was George Hill at that point. George Hill, David West, Lance Stevenson.
I think everybody Paul in George, America was Roy rooting Hibbert. For that team that year.
Oh, yeah, I was. I was. As much as you like to see the best, sometimes you want to see the best get knocked off, and the best was about to be knocked off. They just didn't have enough. I remember when they were in Miami and they had the yellow uniforms on, Indiana did. He had a buzzer beater, Paul George, from about 39 feet out to end the third quarter, right in LeBron's face. He extended his hand and he shook Paul George's hand and walked to the bench. That's when you knew, you were like, yeah, he's arrived. He's arrived. What number draft selection was he?
Paul George?
Yes.
Imagine based on his number, 13 would be my guess.
No, he was.
But I don't know.
He was the 10th overall selection. He wore number 24 then, 13 now. Wore 24 in college. He was the 10th selection in the Evan Turner draft. Number two overall. You couldn't take him at two.
Evan Turner was the right pick at the time.
I agree with you, but we were wrong because DeMarcus Cousins was the right pick at that time. But Paul George was ultimately the right pick at number two, but you couldn't take him at two because you just didn't know. You had to trade back to make sure that was something that you can really just sit there and say, this is why we did it, and this is why we do it, and that's why he does it. And he dunked on Birdman, Chris Anderson, in that playoffs, and he took LeBron off the dribble. He gave the boom, dribble left, put the body out there, flushed it on Chris Anderson, Birdman. That's when he arrived as well.
That's pretty good scouting, by the way, by the Pacers, grabbing
Larry Bird, Donnie Walsh.
Grabbing, Paul George at 10, and what, 2 years prior, taking Kawhi at 15 or 16 before they flipped him?
Trading for George Hill. And at the time, we thought they were going to be together, and they were both from the Los Angeles area, as we know. People don't remember at that time when he was drafted. It came out immediately, well, right after, that they were looking forward to playing with one another, but they had to make that move for George Hill, and they made it happen. It worked. They got to the Eastern Conference Finals. That tandem at that time would have been tremendous. 610-632-0975. Karate Mark jumps back in on Twitter and gives us the accolades again. We appreciate it, man. Thank you. We appreciate you calling in. So, Angelo Cometti on Twitter says, John Wall. You know I'm not a John Wall guy. The injuries keep getting in the way, so I would say no. But if he stayed healthy, yes, even though I'm not a John Wall guy. Yes. Yes. Not, though. He also jumps in. Kobe as his choice. Paul George is a lock. Couple of names. Hope we're not taking away from anyone. Rondo, he says, is a lock. That's an interesting one. I don't think he's a lock, but he is in that discussion. As long as Kyle Lowry's in the discussion, Rajon Rondo is in that discussion. Got to two finals, 1-1, all-star, great defensive player, leader on that championship team. He's in discussion. Kyrie, he says, is a lock. He's almost a lock. He's way above. So when we talk about Kyle and Rondo being it, I think the points put him over the top as closer to a lock than it does these two. DeMar DeRozan, he says, is a lock. Points compiled, playoff appearances, all-star appearances, all NBA appearances.
I don't think he's a lock.
He's in a conversation.
Yeah, he's a conversation.
Definitely a conversation.
Yeah. Kyrie way closer than the rest of them.
Paul Millsap, lock. No, he's not. Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose is conversation at best.
And that's because the injury took over.
Yep.
He was on his way.
One of the greatest first 3 years I've ever seen.
But no league MVP has never made the Hall of Fame. Unfortunately, we know why. If he doesn't make it, we know why. He has one more on here that we're not going to give away because that's one that should have been mentioned already, to be perfectly honest with you. 610-632-0975. Bruce Fleming, Coach B. Fleming. Even though I don't like him, but Draymond Green is in. Yes. Yes, he is, Tyler. No?
numbers aren't good enough.
Doesn't matter. If we could talk about Iguodala being in there.
Totally subjective.
But if we talk about Iguodala being in there, Draymond Green, again, all-star, more all-stars than Iguodala, the gold medal, the three titles, getting there, what, five times, losing twice?
Sure.
One of them was his fault. They should add the fourth when the 3-1 comeback. His fault, but that's not going to be counted against him. He has a three. He's in. I don't know what you're talking about. He's in. 610-632-0975. Drew in Westchester. What's up, Drew?
Yo, what's going on, Devon? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, man, we're having a good discussion. Some good names being thrown out here. What are you thinking?
I don't know. I think I missed probably most of the good ones.
All right, well, let me give you the locks, all right?
All right.
Durant, LeBron James, Vince Carter, Carmelo Anthony, Russell Westbrook, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, somewhat two others that people said are locks, they think, Damian Lillard and Dwight Howard. On the bubble for some people asking the question, Paul George, Rajon Rondo, Kyle Korver, Blake Griffin, Kevin Love, LaMarcus Aldridge, two for Iguodala, and we just got a Joel Embiid from Karate Mark. Where are you going, Drew? Give me one that you think is a lock and one that is on the cusp.
Nobody said Dirk Nowitzki yet?
Well, he's not active anymore. Only active players.
Oh, he's a lock. Right, okay.
We already know he's in.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me think down my brain pattern here. I guess Damian Lillard?
Dame was already mentioned, but I will take that as a second one. Why?
I just think he's still young, and what he's doing right now is just, I mean, if he continues his progression the same way, I don't see why he wouldn't continue to just keep the same statistical numbers going. I mean, he seems like he's in the right fit where he's at, and he can only get better with age, I think.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Makes sense. What else? Now you got to help us out with the vote as well. Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, all 2020 Hoop Hall class members, as announced by Shams Charania today, will be announced formally tomorrow. Who would you start your franchise with?
You know, I hate to disrespect Kobe, but I think I'd go Tim Duncan.
Oh, that's another one. 7-5. Why do you say that?
Yeah, I'd go the big man and then work around that, I think.
Okay. All right, did you have anything else? You said something about the sports season in general?
Yeah, I just recently called in because I'm just, I was telling Tyler, I hate to be a pessimist, when it comes to this, but I'm thinking I'm being more realistic when I say that, with everything going on in this world and things, being what's important and what's not being important, I'm really coming to the conclusion that we're not going to see sports in any type of form that we really know it.
Until when?
Until probably next April, which is scary, which may be another
full
year from
year?
Now. Devon, jeez. They're telling people now we got to wear masks just to go out in public. We're not even supposed to be leaving our houses to begin with. I don't know how long they're going to get. It's going to take for them to get a hold on this. It's going to take at least another couple months. And then after that, they're talking about maybe a second wave of this stuff coming around.
Yeah,
you know? So
I did hear that. Yeah.
Oh, it's scary stuff, man. I don't want to be out there, and I don't want to be around 20,000 people. And I think sports without fans is just no good.
It's different.
I don't see you doing it.
It's different. It is definitely different. Thanks for the call, Drew. Really appreciate it. That's why we're having the discussion that we're having, to kind of take ourselves away from it, right? Get away from all of that. We can't run away from it, but we can get away from it for a second. And even if we do run, we know it catches up to us no matter the conversation. 610-632-0975. And we run fast. Right now we're running with an ACL recovery. That's what we're running with, because it keeps catching us. At some point, we're going to be back out there like Usain Bolt, and it's going to get away from us, and we'll be in a good spot. Marcus on Twitter, Marcus Harlem 11, says, I get most of these selections, but why Westbrook? What's the argument for him? All right. Here's the argument, Marcus. 9-time All-Star, 2-time scoring champ, 8-time All-NBA player, All-Rookie team, 2-time All-Star MVP, and a league MVP where he averaged a triple-double, followed it up by not winning the MVP, even though, again, he averaged another triple-double. That's the argument. That's the argument. And even when he didn't, 31.6, 10.4 assists, 9 rebounds. No, he did it 3 years in a row. Excuse me, pardon me, I'm sorry. He did the triple-doubles 3 years in a row. That's why, Marcus, 3 years in a row. Got to a finals with the Oklahoma City squad back in the day. Second best player on that team. All-star, the numbers just suggest that he's in. 20,000 points, 7,000 assists, 6,000 rebounds. Listen, man. Listen, he's an all-star, Marcus. He's an all-star. Ron, Matt, Sal, Will, guys, thanks so much for calling in on this Friday night. Hang on. We'll come back and we'll give you guys all your time to get your thoughts on the all-stars. I see one name that is a lock for me. I was waiting for this name, and we'll see what the others say as well. 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli's producing, doing a great job. I'm Devon Givens. We're with you until 10 here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
The Fanatic, 928 on this Friday night. Yes, Tyler Zuli's producing. Having some fun here tonight with you guys. 610-632-0975. Can I tell you about another good thing that we're doing here at The Fanatic? Just one second, Matt, Sal, Dennis, Will. 610-632-0975. We'll get to the tweets as well again. Operation Shop Local. You know, we all haven't gone again through the tough times. We're getting through it. We're getting through it together, though. And Operation Shop Local, small businesses are the backbone of our local communities. And right now, they could use our help, folks. We're introducing 97.5 The Fanatic's Operation Shop Local. Our initiative is set up to encourage gift card purchases from your local businesses and to highlight those offering home delivery or curbside pickup. Business owners, go to 975thefanatic.com and list yours in our free directory. The Fanatic is promoting this for our listeners to review and patronize whenever possible. Whatever helps, right? Operation Shop Local, because we are all in this together from the Beasley Media Group and 97.5 The Fanatic. It's a great thing that we're doing. I continue to say that I help because I just think it's necessary. It's important for us. And if we look at what Drew just said as he hung up talking about next April, even though I don't think it's going to be that far, I hope not. We don't know when the end will come for us, where we're back to normal. Even this is our new norm. We need to get back to what we're accustomed to with some changes to it. But let's help out Operation Shop Local. Check out 975thefanatic.com. 610-632-0975. We got some phone calls we got to get to. Some great discussions. Can I give one more before we go to the phones, Matt? Because you got a great one. Tyler, you mind if I give this one? I don't know if we have it on Twitter yet.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Chauncey Billups.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
I said it. Chauncey Billups.
Obviously not active anymore, but...
Right. I'm just saying because of...
Close.
I'm just saying because of, you know, people called in asking about Dirk and everything that's going on. Chris Webber, we mentioned him. Chauncey Billups.
I would put him...
Mitch Richmond's in.
I would put him above somebody like Iguodala. And maybe not... All right, so maybe not Iguodala, but I'd put him above Lowry for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question.
One of his mentors, by the way, Chauncey Billups.
I'd say closer to yes than no.
Let me look at his numbers. 5-time All-Star. NBA champion, as we know. Lost one finals. 2-time All-Defense. 3-time All-NBA, and he was the finals MVP in that championship. 15 points a game for his career, Chauncey Billups. Just saying.
15's not great either, but it's better than Lowry's number.
What was Kyle's? Like
14-5, I think. 14-5? Yeah.
Okay. That's just the retired guys. Out. I wanted to bring that one up because I felt like this guy needs some love. We're still waiting for a couple of more. We have one that's going to be up now with Matt and Drexel Hill. What's up, Matt?
How you guys doing tonight?
Doing all right, man. How about yourself?
You good. You know, first time caller. You two are my favorites
Thank
on
you.
The on the station. Yeah, for the Hall of Famer, that should be a lock. It's baffling that he hasn't been brought up. Chris Paul,
without question.
Point God,
it's not even a question.
All NBA teams, leading the league in assists, efficient scorer, puts up points. I think he's at like 18 or 19 for a game for his career.
18 and a half.
Yeah, all NBA teams. So it speaks for himself, point God.
Yeah, let me help you out. 10-time All-Star, 6-time steal champion, 4-time assist champion, 8-time All-NBA, Rookie of the Year, All-Rookie Team, of course, 9-time All-Defense, and an All-Star MVP. Yes, he's a lock. The only thing that he has not working in his favor, which doesn't matter, but it's just resume-wise, he hasn't been to the conference finals, nor, of course, an NBA finals.
Yeah, and who, maybe later in his career as a bench player, he gets to there.
Well, you don't want to get it that way, but yeah.
Yeah, you'd rather get it as the main guy, but either way you get one, you'll take one.
He's a lock.
And for the player I'd start my franchise with, the Kobe and Duncan are 1A and 1B.
Yes.
Can't go wrong with either.
Nope.
But I'm going to have to go with Kobe. Just in terms of how much a guard can take over a game instead of a big man.
And he can take one out of a game.
Yeah, and the defense.
Yep.
I mean, when he pulled his shorts up and got into it.
Great point.
The clip came on Twitter the other day of him guarding Kyrie, and he pulls his shorts up and gets real low, and you knew. It was trouble.
Was that one of the ones, and I don't know that this is the clip, but he pulls his shorts up, gets into his stance, and he gives that kind of growl where his mouth gets real tight, and he's like, all right, I'm going.
Yeah, he looks at Kyrie like it's on.
Yeah, exactly. You know, especially when you knew that Kyrie looked up to him the way he did as they were playing. Yes, totally agree, Matt. Great one, of course, with Kobe Bryant now 6. One behind Tim Duncan. Have a great one. Don't be a stranger, Matt. Thanks for the first time call, man. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Be safe. 610-632-0975. Let's see real quick. Let me give you another one. Let me get another. Draymond's definitely in. Harden, we already had. Doncic, we mentioned when his career is over. This other one, the Dankface 929. He has the name that I've been waiting for that no one has said. So, we will find out right now what Will has to say right here on The Fanatic. What's up, Will?
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm good, man. How about yourself?
I'm all right. You know.
Yeah.
Staying alive, brother. How about you?
That's all we can do right now, Will.
Listen, it's Tim Duncan, Kobe Bryant, without a doubt.
Kobe. All right, 7-7 as we close down
Kobe
a home
Bryant,
stretch.
Without a doubt. I'm a Salib, born and raised, but I'm a Bulls guy. He has the killer mentality. But my thing here is Kobe and Garnett are the best players that ever came straight out of high school.
Kobe, Garnett, Moses Malone.
Moses better than Garnett?
You can argue Moses. Moses was a top 50 in the original top 50 all time. Straight out of high school.
You know what Garnett did in his career?
Yeah. You know what Moses did in his career? I read off Garnett's numbers earlier. No, you listen. We read off Garnett's numbers earlier in the show. We know his numbers. We talked about how great of a player he was. But you're disrespecting Moses Malone here.
How many years was he robbed of MVP?
One, maybe.
One?
How many years was Kobe and Shaq robbed? How many years was Jordan robbed? How many years were LeBron James robbed? Hold on. Let me give you this, Will. Here you go, Will. No. Hold on. Let's talk this out. You talk about Moses Malone, which I brought up. 3-time MVP, 8-time All-NBA, 2-time All-Defense, Finals MVP, 13-time All-Star, a champion, an ABA All-Time player, and an All-Rookie player.
We're talking about 21 against 21. Garnett and Duncan, right?
You said no because you brought up the you brought up the best high school players in Kobe and Garnett, and I said Moses Malone.
Definitely.
I said Moses. You said you would take Garnett.
Hell yeah.
What? My man, listen, you never saw Moses. Come on. Will, you never saw Moses. Let's just keep it moving. Let's go. Come on. Even my cousin had to check in and said, come on now. Stop it. Moses all day. 610-632-0975. Dennis, come on. Dennis. Dennis,
yeah,
help me out.
Sorry. I love Kobe. You give me maybe Moses? I'm not sure which one I'd take in those two.
I listen, man.
KG not even in that conversation.
I was like, come on, listen. You talk about greatest. Listen, Kobe and Moses, you can argue that one. There's no argument with Kevin Garnett and Moses.
Yeah, no, it's not even a contest. Moses was ahead of his time. Let's just put it that way.
I mean, look at the numbers. 13-time yeah. All-Star, right? MVP 3 times. Finals MVP with the title with the Sixers. 2-time All-Defense, All-NBA. Come on.
Yeah, I remember.
We're not disrespecting Garnett, but come on.
Moses was just an animal.
Oh, man.
He was just, good Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, for the poll, I would take Kobe.
Yes.
If the NBA wasn't almost exclusively a guard-driven league, maybe I take the big fundamental. I love me some Tim Duncan. But Kobe, you could literally, his skill set, you could drop him in any NBA era. He's going to be a stud.
Yeah.
He's just a name I'm surprised the callers haven't said.
Oh, please.
Kawhi Leonard.
Please say it. What took so long? We're at 9:39, man. We're at 9:39. Dennis, he's already in the Hall of Fame.
The only thing I could possibly think of, well, people hold against him is,
Game seven.
Well, not just that, but, you know, early in his career, he had Duncan, he had Manu, he had Park, he had these guys, and he was still the finals MVP. Like, yeah, I mean, come on. 2-time finals MVP. 4 or 5 All-Stars, Defensive Player of the Year, Steals Leader 1 year. The dude is just, he's quite possibly the best player in basketball right now. Yeah. We're not naming him. That's horrible.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Listen, come on. I mean, look at the numbers. 18.5 a game, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. The defense that we know, yeah, 4-time All-Star.
I think 2 steals a game he averages.
Yeah, he was a steals champion, 14-15, 3-time All-NBA, All-Rookie, 2-time Defensive Player of the Year, 2-time champion, 2 titles with 2 different squads. Yeah, come on.
He's a lock. And I got a retired player who might be borderline.
Okay.
Chris Bosh. I think
he's in. I think he's a lock.
Yeah, I think
he wasn't going to get in right away, but he's a lock. Yeah, he'll get in.
Yeah, I think a lot of people forget how good he was back in his Toronto days.
Because he went to Miami and played third fiddle. Even though I thought he was really, 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 really important to their success.
Oh, God, yeah.
He sacrificed a lot.
I think he averaged 18, 19 points a game. I thought he was closer to 10 rebounds. I think he's like 8. But still, I mean, his days in Toronto, he was a beast in Toronto until, like you said, he went to Miami, said, you know what? Like Durant, I'm going to give it up for the rings. I'm going to go play with the best player in the world and get me a ring or two.
And he sacrificed. He sacrificed.
Yeah, he did.
Yes, he did, man. His numbers dipped, but he still played great basketball. Den, thanks for the call. Thanks for backing me up with the Moses thing, too. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
it's no-brainer. No-brainer, Den. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Chris Bosh definitely in. 610-632-0975. And I made Sal wait too long, so we have to get Sal. Did somebody... What happened? What do you think?
I mean, it took everyone this long to say Kawhi Leonard, and then the last person just goes and takes my guy, Kawhi Leonard.
All right. Well, listen, I had him written down, and Tyler definitely had him, and I just couldn't understand why it took so long. It made no sense.
Of course. I mean, he won All-Star MVP.
This year, he was tremendous with the All-Star. Everyone else looked like they were really gunning for it, and he just went about his business and got the All-Star MVP, and he destroyed it. And but you're not factoring in, people here don't want to say it because of Game 7 with the four bounce thing in the Eastern Conference semifinals.
Oh, that was my favorite game of all time. And come on now.
You're going to make me hang up on you. We're trying to be nice.
I mean, guys took my answer.
So you can say whatever you wanted to say, though.
All right.
Well, this,
no Kawhi Leonard.
It's fine. We got Kawhi.
No, I don't think Ben Simmons will be
a hater.
A Hall of Famer.
Hater.
Just because of the team that he's in.
Hater.
Okay.
It's just a we got to go. We got to go. Thanks for the call. 610-632-0975. Lance, we'll get to you on the other side. Final segment. Tyler Zulli's producing. Devon Givens. And we're going to run, Ty. We got to run these tweets as well. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens, Tyler Zulli here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
9:47 here on 97.5 The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. Tyler Zulli's producing. I'm Devon Givens. Final segment. Once again, I'll be back tomorrow at 7 p.m. going 7 to 10 on a Saturday night. Yeah, a little Saturday night run for us here on The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. We have some names we have to run out there as well, but we're going to give Lance an opportunity to nominate someone else. He has a name that was already mentioned, but we definitely want to talk about that name, and we'll throw out a few others before we get out of here as well. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Lance in Arizona next here on The Fanatic. What's up, Lance?
What's up, man? I have another one that I thought of. I don't know if you guys mentioned it yet. I was going to say Klay Thompson.
Yeah, he's in there. Someone mentioned it. Yep. Explain why, though, because people always leave him out.
Yeah, I love watching that guy. He's a guy that if he's on your team, you love. But when you play against him, you absolutely hate him because the dude's assassin, dude. And defensively, he's so underrated defensively that when you watch him, like, you don't appreciate it until he's not there anymore. And you realize how much he helps Steph Curry on that end of the floor by what he does.
Oh, he makes it easy. It's the Iverson-Eric Snow thing, of course, with Eric Snow not being Klay Thompson. But it allows you to kind of hide Curry on the weaker offensive player and have Klay Thompson do all the dirty work out as a defender on the perimeter.
Oh, exactly. And I was going to say Damian Lillard. I love watching that guy play, too.
It's my favorite guy to watch.
It's so upsetting that he plays in Portland because on the West Coast, I'm out here anyway so I can watch it because I'm up late. It's not late for me. It's 7 o'clock. But the fact that he's in Portland is such a it's a team that's such a niche team that people don't gravitate to. They're just like, oh, Portland, whatever. Like that, to me, is such a shame because I wish he was in such a bigger market because people would love him so much more. Like he would have a Steph Curry type appeal to people if he played in a market like that.
I agree with you, but here's why I'll disagree and go on the other side of the argument. Here's my only thing. As much as they've done a nice job, Kevin Pritchard has, in putting that team together, he's also made mistakes in the amount of money that he's given the wrong players, which if he had Dame and CJ and done the right things with the other players around them, Lance would probably be talking about exactly what you're saying because he's still able to get all these endorsements and all, and you don't need to be in those big markets anymore to be who we're talking about, which he already is. It's just the team success is not as good as we want it to be to back up his individual play. So if they surrounded him with better players, make the right decisions, I think we will be having that conversation, even though he is in Portland.
I don't disagree, but I also have a feeling like with free agents came up and they had the money, how many of them
That's why I'm saying when you do make those free agent calls, you make the right ones and you make the right trades and not give guys big contracts. I was wrong with Allen Crabbe and they gave him the money and it was ridiculous.
Well, I think their bigger problem was is that they lost DeMarcus Aldridge
yep.
to go to San Antonio. It wasn't like he went somewhere that was like considered a big market. He went to San Antonio and besides Greg Popovich and San Antonio being a great organization, it wasn't like he went to a big market and you let him leave your market when at least he was, if you had him, CJ, and Lillard, you probably would have been way better off. But I still, the problem that, that they were always going to have Portland is that they were going to run into Golden State. And Draymond Green, I think he's going to wind up getting in. I don't think he's a Hall of Famer. I think those two guys around him and Kevin Durant when he was there made his numbers look so inflated.
It's part of the deal, though. Part of the deal, yeah. Right? Yeah. Give us one. Kobe, Duncan, Garnett, who are you building your team with?
Oh, dude, I love Tim Duncan, but I would go Kobe Bryant just because I think he's the guy, like,
yep.
If I had a pantheon of guys that I think could play in any era, it's him.
Yep.
And that's how I'd have to go.
Absolutely. Listen, man, great stuff. Appreciate it as always, Lane. We'll talk to you soon, man. Appreciate it. Thank you. Let's go to Twitter real quick. Tyler, I have Brian in Plymouth meeting. Elbow Shaferi, Ben Simmons. Ooh. Okay. We already got B. Fleming saying Westbrook is a lock. All right, here's Stan's. That Stan called in, he couldn't hang on, but he tweeted in. Kyle Lowry, hell nah. See, with like caps and a bunch of exclamation points. He's in the conversation, though. That's what we talk about. He's on that side.
I'm a hater.
He's on that side. You are being a hater. He said his would have been Russell Westbrook with the back-to-back triple-double seasons, finals appearance, all the numbers that we read out there already. Jerry says Doncic. He says also, Brian says, recency bias makes people underestimate how dominant a two-way player Tim Duncan was for the first half of his career. Plus, he went to Wake Forest for his senior year. All that, he was clearly ready. Left his one NBA season on the table. At least one NBA season on the table. I totally agree with that. Some names that, of course, have retired. We can go with Parker, Ginobili, who are going to be in.
Yep.
Nowitzki. Billups at some point, probably in. Ben Wallace will probably be in at some point. The question, as much as I pump up Rashid, the number, everybody knows how good she was, just a matter of when and if he gets in. Chris Webber will be in as well at some point. Vince Carter is ahead of Harden. It's not a matter of who's ahead, it's just in general who's going to get in. Sean M. Keenan, one, has Corvo on his five-man list with LeBron, KD, Curry, and Leonard. Bron, Westbrook, Harden, Curry, KD, Clay, Draymond, Lowry, whether people like it or not. Leonard, again, Pretzel Poppy says that one. And Remy DeRemster, Bron, Westbrook, KD, Harden, Tay from West Philly, Melo is a lock just off of Syracuse title run alone because it's the Basketball Hall of Fame. He's got a title and the run, of course, that he has made. And, okay, let's go with the ones that we have at the top. All right, here we go. No way or shape or form for either Chauncey Billups or Iguodala. Good role player, simple test, Hall of Fame is this. Bird, Magic, Kobe, Will, Iggy, Kareem, Duncan, MJ, Elgin, Baylor. Which name seems drastically out of place? We know which name seems out of place, but we also know the titles that come along with it, the resume in general. Okay. D-Rose is this generation's Grant Hill. That's from my man that we just hung up with, from Ben Salem, as we just talked to, right? All right, let's go. Give me some numbers, man. Who you got? Give me some names.
All right. Current
leftover.
Out of the leftover list. That's
active only.
Okay. Somebody mentioned John Wall. I would be inclined to say Bradley Beal has a better shot.
On my list.
Than John Wall does.
On my list.
That would probably be a top one for me. You know, Parker and Ginobili recently retired. Obviously, they're both Dwayne Wade the same way.
Mm-hmm.
After that, okay. There's a lot of young guys. Young guys that you could say maybe. Like, Giannis is clearly on his way.
Yeah, he's on a trajectory. He's in the right place.
Anthony Davis was mentioned. I had him as a question mark. If Giannis is on his way, Anthony Davis is even closer.
He's already in.
So he's probably in.
Mm-hmm.
That's after that.
So the young guys, of course, are Tatum, Zion, Karl Anthony Towns, because they'll put up the numbers. Is Kemba Walker? because of college numbers?
I don't know, because they got from college and then he was single-handedly carrying the Hornets.
You sing numbers. All-star appearances, numbers. That's all I'm saying.
It's close.
Kemba Walker might, conversation. When we have the other controversial ones, like Kyle Korver, you can't exclude J.J. Redick. Right?
Yeah.
Can't exclude J.J. Redick.
It's true.
Yeah, you can't exclude J.J. Redick. So those are the types of names that we're talking about. Others, let me sneak a couple of these in. We already know about LaMarcus and those guys. DeMarcus Cousins, his gets kind of cut short. Mikal Bridges probably likely in because he has two championships at Villanova and he's going to have a great career with the Phoenix Suns. I'm sneaking that one in there. Marc Gasol in. Drew Holiday, no. Luka Doncic, yeah. Kristaps Porzingis.
Not yet. I don't think he's trajectory yet.
If you can put Luka as his trajectory, you can put Kristaps All-Star. All right. Yes, I'm just throwing it out there. No for Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell. Anybody in the Clippers, Lakers outside of those two, no. Cleveland, no. Absolutely not. Hawks, no. Pistons, Blake Griffin was already mentioned. Andre Drummond, no. He's now with the Cavs.
Knicks, what about Devin Booker?
No, not yet. Hornets, no. Wizards, we already mentioned. Magic, absolutely not. Brooklyn, two. DeAndre Jordan, no. Sixers, we already mentioned, two. Jimmy Butler, did we mention? No. Probably in, because the numbers, all-stars, all of that stuff will be compiled at the end of the day. Pacers, no. Celtics, we already mentioned those guys. Jaylen Brown still has work to do. We already mentioned Toronto and Milwaukee. Those are the guys in. Tyler, you're the best, man. When you back? Are you back next week?
I will be with Joe on Sunday.
Okay.
And back with you. The next time I'm with you is Friday night.
You got it, man. Thank you so much. Great work as always. Thanks to all the callers, all the tweets all week. Thank you to everyone, especially again tonight. Thank you so much. Have a great night. Thanks to all the callers, all the tweeters, everyone that jumped in. John, Euro John B-Ball jumped in and said Kobe would be Duncan great, but Karl Malone had to carry Utah. I disagree with you there. Fake tough guy. Correct. And Duncan had Manu Ginobili, Kobe, in NBA today. He would go with him. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you on tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Saturday. I was about to say Monday, but tomorrow night, Saturday, 7 o'clock, right here. Tune in, right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.